Or you could
Blog Talk Radio.
Remember, you're in charge.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life-style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Okay. Thank you, everybody, for joining us, whether you are live with us tonight, Tuesday nights, 9 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with the Transformation Cafe, or if you're doing on demand after hours, we thank you for checking us out while you're driving around. Or, you know, it's so nice nowadays with all the modern technology to be able to have it at our leisure when we can go ahead and be listening to it and enjoying it. Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
Well, Mr. Jamie's doing most excellent. Mr. Jamie's calling from Seattle, Washington, in the heart of the great Pacific Northwest. I'm a tattoo artist by trade. I have a shop up here called Chromo. We've been up here almost 17 years. And I hope to think I help people with their psychic armor.
Their psychic armor. There you go. Yeah,
right.
Psychic armor. So how is Seattle tonight? Is it beautiful? And just you can tell we're just kind of easing our way into the fall.
Well, it's very nice up here. I think we got the nice weather cornered. But again, that's just up here.
That's right. Yeah, that's definitely right up here. And I'm Robin with Savage, one of the regular diners here at the Transformation Cafe. And I love to put things out on the table and see what our different people at the cafe want to sit down and do some noshing on the news. We have a special guest tonight, Ms. Kathy Davidson. She has been a professional psychic for 12 years now. And she's a fifth-generation psychic and feels blessed to be sharing her talents with others to be helping them gain clarity in their life and also on their path. At the age of 3, she began to be connecting with her angels and guides, and as she grew, she began to hear and see events and outcomes with pretty good accuracy. That's one reason why she does what she does. She also has access to the Akashic Records. We all talk to her about that a little bit, and which is a heavenly library where each person's book of life exists. And for the past 12 years, she's been giving positive and uplifting messages that focus on a person's life purpose, their destiny, career, money, past lives, and love relationships. And she loves to have her messages to help people to really be, when she looks at them, it's almost like playing a little movie, where she gets to hear and see people's events and how they serve with them, with their thoughts and emotions, and helping everything to be moving forward in their life with a little more clarity. Hey, Miss Kathy, how are you?
I am good.
Good. I'm so glad you got to join me. Actually, I have to just tell you, I spoke to Kathy a little earlier today. I had the pleasure of getting to know her about 3 weeks ago. Actually, was it weeks? Oh, gosh, I don't even remember. I think it was 2 or 3 weeks ago. And we had a lovely, we have a mutual friend, and we kind of had to get the girls get together, and I got to see her personally and was so impressed, and we got connected so well. I ended up talking to her a little bit earlier today and said, hey, how about being on the show tonight? And she graciously kind of shifted her gears, and here she is. Thank you, Miss Kathy.
Thank you. Yes, I'm most excited. It was so nice to meet you.
Yeah. So we would just go right off the bat here when it comes to levels of psychic stuff, Miss Gloria, how are you tonight? I just noticed Miss Gloria jumped on, too. Miss Gloria, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you tonight?
I'm great. We have Ms. Kathy Davidson on. She works for a professional psychic network, and thought it would be great to be asking her just some basic questions of how it is for people when they're wanting to get some kind of reading. So that's a really good question to start off with.
I wanted to say hello, so it's great that you're here.
Yeah, thanks for jumping on the table. So, Ms. Kathy, what's the difference between somebody who's supposedly just intuitive as opposed to somebody who would be doing this professionally as a psychic?
Well, when we're intuitive, and we all actually are intuitive, we all have the psychic abilities in some form or fashion, whether we choose to tune in or not. Intuition is where we intuit and we sense through our thoughts and our feelings. So it's really when we just get a sense of something is right or wrong or something is happening. It's like that feeling when you know someone is trying to connect to you. That can be using your intuition, or you know that you need to contact someone, or you just know the right answer or the right thing to do. But when we're psychic, when a person's more psychic, it's taking intuition and it's like magnifying it with gifts. Some people can automatic write. They get channeled messages and they write from spirit guides. Some people, you know, angels appear and speak to them. Others, you know, can hear, see, feel, which is when we hear, it's clairaudience. When we feel, it's either empathing, people's emotions and behaviors, or that's clairescience, we sense. And then there's also clairvoyance, where we can see. Some people also do mediumship. That's one of the things that comes through for me at times. So we can connect with pets and others on the other side. But it's very loving messages, you know. But channel messages are always beautiful because you get to hear people's feelings, you know, connected from their loved ones and their angels. So their feelings, their thoughts, how they should approach.
So you were sharing that when you were 3 years old, you started seeing angels. What was that like?
Oh, it was really cute. The first time when they started, as long as I can remember, about 3 years old, I used to giggle. They would say things, or they would be around, or they would land. I could see them landing, and I would giggle because I didn't really know, like, who these big, tall friends were. Who were so sweetly talking to me. And they would just show up in small groups, maybe two, three, one at a time, just to kind of keep an eye on me. I grew up in the country. We had a huge property of about 60 acres, so I had a lot of time outside in nature. So it was probably good I had them watching over, but they liked to give messages too, you know. So it felt very, very loving, very peaceful, happy.
So did your angel actually have wings?
Yes, and white robes. Yep, they had longer hair. To me, they look just like the angel might see that they might describe in church or whatever. But yes, they had robes. Sometimes they came with trumpets when they wanted to announce things.
Okay, that's interesting. Now, when you were really, really little, did your parents, like, show you pictures of angels, or this is something totally just within yourself that you were seeing these images that way?
No, I really didn't see pictures of angels. I only saw them, you know, maybe at Christmas time, you know, around decorations. That's the only memory I have early on. But I could see them. I could see them, like, in physical form in front of me.
Okay. Well, one thing we had talked about was, since you do a lot of readings, what are some of the things that people think that are going to be happening with this, with getting a reading? So it's just, you know, what are some of the things that are just not true, or just people think, you know, once that are like new to the whole thing of getting readings and stuff like that, that are just kind of some misnomers that are just really aren't true?
Well, that. Some people, and it's okay to believe this. I mean, everybody's beliefs are their own, but some people feel like it's not okay to know what the future holds or to have the answers to now. But when you look at the Akashic Records, you know, that's the divine source coming from God and the angels. You know, it's the heavenly realm. So, you know, it's as though you're saying prayers or asking for divine help and intervention. And that's one. I also feel like people think it's like, sometimes they call it like the devil's work, you know, and that's okay because, you know, sometimes there are readers who do use a darker tone or always predict negative things, but that's not always the way a reading, especially a good reading, you're really supposed to come away with helpful information, feel lighthearted and more like at ease, release, peace. Those are the two things that pop out the most to me. Also, finally, I think there's the thought that it can change the outcome, or, you know, it causes things to happen out of order. That's not really true. our fates are decided by ourselves, you know? We choose our own destiny and we create our own reality. So we're always
it's just kind of coming back to the, you know, the fact that we have free will.
Right. Right. And so it kind of is like giving you a roadmap and you get to choose what you want to do with the information. It gives you and a good reading is also going to give you some information that's very pertinent, like timelines, you know, events, people, things people are thinking, things you know to be true, confirmations. It's like getting confirmations along the way.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't it seem like most of the time when you're doing a reading for people, though, more than not, it's usually confirmation is a thing that they were sensing or kind of knowing on whatever level anyway?
Not necessarily. Some of it is. Some of it starts that way, that's so they're familiar. But there's also deeper information that we can get from our guides and angels and, you know, the psychic realm that pierces in and gets a little bit deeper, like helps people change past life regression where you can, you know, change, you know, wipe out your old karma so you're clear so you don't keep having, why do I always meet angry people and why are they're always persecuting me? Well, if you look at a past life, it might be something that was real and happening in a past life.
So you can clear that up. So this is kind of an out there question, I think. And, you know, Gloria or Jamie, if you guys want to chime in. So I've been kind of like learning about that on a certain level, about having a sense that time is just pretty much just a perspective. So if you go back into past life and you're basically changing karma, what does that do with like a ripple effect that would come into your present life and then moving you forward? Would that just basically clears everything? And would that kind of change your destiny when it comes to levels of shifting, something like that?
Well, that also constitutes the need to believe in karma.
Right. You have to believe in karma to have it affect you. That's true. Good point, Gloria. So what do you think of that, Kathy?
Well, I feel that whether we believe in karma and dharma or not, there always is like a good and a bad. You know, there's always an up and a down and in and an out, right?
Uh-huh.
So I don't disagree with people who don't believe, like, where your feelings on karma. I think it's perfectly in line with what you believe. It's your personal beliefs. What it does is it shifts so that the good that's supposed to naturally be happening in your life, those blocks are removed. So it's like removing blocks or obstacles, like, why can't I lose this 20 pounds? Or why can't I seem to manifest the job that I want? Well, if there's these nagging blocks in the way, we can remove that by changing our karma. And sometimes it can be really life-altering. Like one woman had this thing, I was doing past lives for her in a reading, and she had this thing about hitching posts. Now, hitching posts are like, come on, that's like 1800s, 1700s, right, where you hitch the horse up, right?
Right.
And cars, mm-hmm. cars weren't found in this past life regression. She got a traumatic brain injury in that life and could not remember where her family was, and she always... Like, she would drive by hitching posts going 50 miles an hour, and she would, like it would jar her driving by the same hitching post on one of the roads she lived by. You couldn't figure out why, you know? So that's a tangible, you know, experience. Like, once she realized, oh, I was cared for, I made it home, I was okay, things were okay, you know? I don't have to worry about the hitching post anymore. That fear was removed. I mean, it literally shook her entire day driving down that road every time she had to go down that road.
Yeah,
and they lived.
Imagine.
Yeah. So it's interesting. That's like something significant where it affected her on a daily basis. But, you know, it can change our relationships and our decisions. So I feel that if you do that, you're still you. And you still have your life path, right? And you still
mm-hmm.
you still have control of your own destiny. But it's like add a rainbow, right? Add the stars, add the sunlight. You know, it's a little more positive, a little more sunny for you by doing that. more things, more positive things can manifest in your life.
Just to say that again, we had kind of a pause there. I think something happened with the phone. Could you kind of review that again real quick, what you said?
Sure. So when we change karma, like past life karma, negative karma, and we overcome
mm-hmm.
it and we move those blocks and we are able to find out the roots and address it,
mm-hmm.
it like makes things sunnier, happier, more positive, more light in our life. And we
mm-hmm.
can also reach more of our goals and our objectives, you know. So we're still on our own life path and our own destiny. But we could also achieve more of our greater aspects and manifestations we'd like.
So let's go back for a second. You were saying somebody could lose 20 pounds. I'm kind of interested in learning to lose. How would I lose 20 pounds? That sounds very interesting.
Right. Okay. So exactly. Well, one of the things is we also carry around like this. This is like not karma. But this is
uh-huh.
more like tribal beliefs. We carry around tribal beliefs, like money doesn't grow on trees, or, you know, I'll never lose this 20 pounds. It's glued to me, you know?
Oh.
Like it's uh-huh. flower around. So when we say things like that to ourselves, what are we telling ourselves?
Uh-huh.
Money doesn't grow on trees, or it's like a sack of flour around me. It's going to stay there forever. Well, look, we just tied that 20 pounds on us forever. You know,
uh-huh.
we have to say, you know what? I love myself as I am, and I see myself becoming healthier and trimmer over the next few months.
Uh-huh. And it'll just melt right off.
Well, you have to take steps. I mean, you know, but you'll feel better about your body and accepting of it, and you can do more to lose that weight or to shift it in a healthier
mm-hmm.
way. Sometimes we don't need to lose 20 pounds. We just need to firm up, to be honest.
Or lighten up.
Absolutely. Laughing is good. Releasing of stress. Break that cortisol.
Or just thinking, not taking yourself so seriously, because sometimes a lot of it can be affect you just, you know, walking around being heavy. You know how that goes.
Maybe I can laugh off those 20 pounds.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's one thing. I think next week we're going to talk about laughing yoga, because laughing yoga, I've been doing some stuff on laughing yoga. We're going to, I think next week we might have a laughing club next week and do some laughing yoga. And we're like, I can hear people tuning in. We're all laughing. They're like, what the heck? What was the joke? You know, okay. It's fun. It's going to be laughing yoga. So that'll be awesome.
Oh, don't get me started.
Okay.
Why do you think they have a laughing Buddha?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably.
Well, I think, you know, the more advanced and just the more clear you get, you really can come from a level of, whether you're laughing at yourself or just laughing at situations, you just see the levity in just life in general and not take it so seriously, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, there's always serious things to, you know, face and to deal with. But we also, it's very important, like you said, have that balance, you know, maintaining that
mm-hmm.
focus that everything is going to be good.
Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about the Akashic Records and how you got access to that, because you, in your bio, you make reference to the really thanking Archangel Michael for that. So I mean, that sounds like a really great story.
It was. It definitely was. Well, I meditate often because it helps clear and raise my vibration and clear out any, you know, anything that get stuck, negative or whatever. It also helps me connect my higher self more for others working during the day.
Uh-huh.
And about a year and a half ago, January 2012, it was around my 40th birthday. Don't talk about that, my 23rd birthday. Anyway, I was meditating and I was asking the angels what kinds of gifts I should bring forward in the year and what would be good. And I just sat there and I was meditating and waiting for messages to come. And Archangel Michael loved to show up. He flew in 8-foot wingspan Each wing was about 8. He was 15 feet tall, landed in front of me, and I just went, a little shocked and excited. And I also, he had two angels, one on each side with him, and he just said, come on. So we flew off into the sky, you know, meditation-wise. I went with him because, of course, I know him. He's one of my primary angels I work with. And I went with him, and we landed in the clouds, and then we started walking, and I was like, where are we? And we got to these doors, and I looked up, and they were like double doors, 40 feet high, with like an oval arch on top, and big metal, like, handles, knock and open, and he pushed mm-hmm. it open, and I looked at him, and he said, go ahead and go in. And I was like, oh, where are we? I was a little nervous, to be honest, but I wasn't going to argue. And so I went in, mm-hmm. and the light was coming out of the room, and it was like golden, heavenly, beautiful sunshine light. It was so brilliant. And when I went in, I stepped up on a platform, and there was a giant pedestal, and he left the library, and he was guarding, shut the doors, and was waiting outside. The angels stood one on each side, and the bookcases were, like, just kept coming. They were huge. They were, like, probably 30 feet high, and they would slide forward, and one book came off the shelf, and I opened the book, and it fell open on the platform, and it was huge. It was huge. It was probably, like, 4 or 5 inches thick, by a foot and a half, by maybe a foot and a half or two, each book.
Uh-huh.
The information started channeling into my mind. I started rapidly reading the information. It was like a download, a mind download. And I was able to, like, check in mine. And I was able to, you know, look, slow down throughout the process and check into a little others because I was like, wow, this is intense. And then when all the files had downloaded and all the bookcases had rotated back and forth, he came in, and I just turned towards Archangel Michael, and I just looked at him, like, my eyes wide open, like, wow. And he said, any questions? And I said, anything you need to know? And he said, only use it for good or lose it. So the message was I could only use the information for people's positive good. Otherwise, it would be access denied eventually.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then we left home. Yeah. I mean, what was I really going to say? I was just like, wow.
Not like happy birthday or anything like that, right?
Like, right? I was so... I think it took me days to come back to Earth. Right? So the Akashic Records is the heavenly library. It's where each person's book of life is. And yes, things are written in there, but it's also our choosing what's in our book. We have control over our books. It's not everything pre-written. But it is It is there what our path is and the major event.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting that we can choose, because on some levels, you know, when somebody would look at something that they might label on a life level as something that was a big challenge for them, and that when they would look at it from an earthly perspective, wouldn't necessarily be something that they might choose, but yet on a soul level, they could look at it and realize what a great lesson it was for them in that lifetime.
You can spell dead in itself.
Yeah. So, I mean, is that something that you kind of consider with all that, Kathy?
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
You know, out of trial, some of the greatest triumphs come. You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes our souls need to learn things. You know, and we as people can't make the same mistakes twice, you know, until you learn it. Somebody once said to me, if you don't head, you have to use your feet. Like, you'll have to do it over again, you know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So when you're looking at the record, is that something you would look at, like I was saying, where, you know, say in this lifetime, you know, you had a challenge or something, it would already be written into the book because it's something you've already experienced, and on a soul level, it's something that, that you would have wanted in there? Or is that maybe from lifetime to lifetime, it's updated once you've basically done a life review?
I think it's lifetime to lifetime is what I get. Book.
Can I chime in here real quick?
Sure.
Go ahead.
I have a friend who can, she sees my guides around me like other people, like, you know, like other people see people.
Mm-hmm.
And there are always two guys that are part of the group that come in whenever she is talking to them. And
mm-hmm.
she calls them the men in beige. She said they're like the men in black. They never say anything, and they wear these high-button Mandarin collars, but they wear beige. And she said they are your scribe. She said they are constantly, she says every time I see them, they're always writing. So it's like they are recording everything that you're doing, all of the challenges, all of the everything, evolution, everything that you're going through gets recorded as it's happening. And you have a committee of angels that are working with you on many different levels for many different aspects of your personalities. So I'm done chiming.
Oh,
okay.
I love that. That is so scrumptious and beautiful. I believe that is totally true. That does not surprise me at all, because how could all the information just be translated? You know?
Right. Well, you know, and we also have it with like our chakras, because I've heard too that your chakras really run on a level where they're recorders for your systems.
Well, and they are. But if you think, I like to think that all works together for good. So chakras, our emotions, our guides, our body devas, you know, our ascended masters. We all, you know, those who are loved ones that have crossed over, whether they're serving as angels or guides or just they're there, you know, so it's like a big team. So our body, you know, and our soul works together with that. Sometimes we're just more aware of it, and sometimes we're not, you know. We can. Like, I know one woman I was doing a reading for, and she said, is there anything else I need to know? I feel like I need to know something. And at the end of her reading, I said, you know, I really see this really traumatic event. I go, it's coming up in the next 4 or 5 days. You really need to watch out. I don't normally predict this, but I'm seeing a possible really dangerous, deadly car accident. And I explained to her that she was going to be pulling around a semi, and this car was going to be coming the other way. And sure enough, it happened. I said, it's going to happen in a blink of an eye. I said, you won't even know. I said, you just have to be watching. And the car was red, and it happened just as she said, and she averted it. It would have been
wow,
a
wow, how wonderful. Wow,
you know,
that's awesome.
So thank the angels and thank the records for that information. She changed
well, I know
that.
I have a guardian. I've got a guard that protects me, that's for sure. Especially the way that I drive, I know. I've got a guy out there making sure that I'm keeping the roadway safe for myself as well as everybody else. So we've got about a minute and a half left here, so I want to make sure that anybody who wants to get a hold of Kathy, my code is Kathy Davidson, you can go to Kathy Stars, so it's KATZ. Stars, @yahoo.com. If you want to go ahead and leave Kathy a message and go ahead and coordinate something to go ahead and get a message. So I'm sure if anybody's out there when it comes to levels of driving safe or just anything in particular, you can kind of get a little heads up for that, because it's always good. Our angels are, you know, I'm sure they're all like, ooh, wow, great, you know, because sometimes we don't necessarily pay attention to our little whispers and taps on the shoulders. So it's nice to have somebody else out there who can, you know, definitely give us messages sometimes when we just, for whatever reason, aren't getting them ourselves.
Absolutely. Well, they are always there watching over you. And people, don't
so we
be wanna, afraid
go ahead and thank Miss. Yeah. Go ahead, Kathy.
Ask for the messages. They're there.
Uh-huh.
They want to help angels and guides.
Well,
of course we ask.
And I'd like to add in there that if anybody is on the fence, please get the Akashic Record reading. It's amazing the information that you can get. It's just wonderful. It has so much depth.
Thank you.
Yeah, just so much depth. And Kathy, and you know, is definitely a person who can definitely help you with that. So, again, we want to thank us for our special guest, and we'll see you next time here at the cafe.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.